Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us tonight. All around the world, wherever you may be, we are glad to be able to bring this gospel of Jesus Christ to you in whatever nation that may be. And as we saw last night, that's 31 different nations that are connected with us on our programs. And we welcome you. We welcome you to share this program with everybody everywhere that you know. Click that little swoosh arrow that is share and send it on over to them. And tell them you're going to love this program. Come on and be with us. And you know what's cool about it is they're all archived. If you ever want to hear one of these again, if you go to the Blog Talk Radio link that is in this program, for this program, you click on that link, it'll take you to the archive and you'll be able to hear these programs again. Now, I usually am a little bit more skilled at telling you how to get to the archive, but I might have to work on that. Because I know how to get to the archive on my side, but then I got to sign out and do it in a different process.
Oh, yeah.
Because I might be able to get to the archive a little easier than you can using my route because I'm on the inside of the control panel. So I'll come back and share that with you on another day. Because I want you to be able to go back and listen to these again. Remember, we also have a Blog Talk Radio show that's called Read the Word, where every day we're reading through the Bible chronologically. We started in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 on January 1st. And today we are in Numbers chapter 6 and 7, 5 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 through 7 tonight, something like that. Deuteronomy, I mean, not Numbers. And it's going to be a great study. You're going to love it. Every day God speaks to us in that study. And it's a wonderful time together. So Blog Talk Radio, we're glad to have you with us tonight and every night. All y'all come on and join us now. As Brother Roger would say, y'all come back now, you hear? And it'll be a blessing to you. You can reach us. My email address, the website is there in the notes of this program. At the bottom of the program, you'll find a link that is the short link that is you can actually watch this on your tablet or your computer also. Make sure you click the subscribe, hit the bell, and click notification, like whatever it gives you the opportunity to do so that you're able to stay connected to us every time we go live. Blog Talk Radio is actually pretty good at sending you a notification every time we go live. And so we welcome you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's begin our time of prayer tonight. I worked on our opening prayer program that we have. I changed a few things. I added a couple screens. I think I took care of some misspelled words and some dangling commas
good.
And exclamation points.
Good.
All right.
It up a little bit, huh?
But now I want to remind you that my terminology is, I think.
We'll let you know how that went.
All right. My effort was to clean it up. And to get some of that stuff moved around, I created a few more slides than what we normally have. And so we're glad to have you be a part of this with us on every time we come here. Now, let me just go through this. Let's see what it looks like while we're live. Welcome to the community of faith, Pastor Cottle, and the community of faith. We always say this. This is the community of faith. Our leader is Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And tonight's program is called Establishing Your Faith. My email address is hgpreacherman@gmail.com. The website is samueljcottle.com. We have a noon prayer program that's called Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness. That's Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Establishing Your Faith. That's where we are tonight. It's an interactive Bible study. Monday through Saturday, 7-ish to 10-ish Central Standard Time. An Hour of Faith on Sunday morning. That is 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Read the Word. It's reading through the Bible. That is a daily YouTube live upload, which is available early in the morning, every morning. These are our platforms. This screen needs a little bit more work, but I'm still going to show you. Blog Talk Radio, we have Read the Word and Establishing Your Faith. YouTube, well, the live word is missing, but it'll be all right. YouTube Live, you'll just search my name, Samuel J. Cottle. Facebook Live, you'll search the name Samuel J. Cottle, Community of Faith. When we chose Community of Faith, there was about 20 of them.
Yeah.
So we had to identify it and put my name in there, and that solved the problem. This is our theme of the year. Everybody join me, and let's read it together. 2022, I am rewarding you. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of the immediately. Now, I don't like stopping once we get started, but our dear friend Glazia is with us from the Philippines.
Hi, Glazia. How are you? She needs to come on and preach with us.
Glazia, we love you. We are praying for you and Jerem. We are praying in the mighty name of Jesus that this limiting force is removed and you are back here on this soil in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless you and we bless all your family there. We bless your surroundings to get in line with the will of God.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. It's pretty cool to have the Philippines check in or early on in the program.
It is. Thank you for being with us, Glazia.
That's awesome. Now, whether or not YouTube Live or Facebook Live is going good for you, you can always find us on that link I sent you. You'll see it right there in Blog Talk Radio. It's also something that is used all over the Philippines. Did I say that right? The Philippines?
The Philippines.
Philippines.
Yeah.
Boy, them two are too close together, aren't they? Here we go, Revelation 22. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Say it with me. And that is me.
That is me. Amen.
Here we go. The verse of the month for March 2022. Our Father promises us a future, a hope, and a sure reward. Know that skillful and godly wisdom is so very good for your life and soul. If you find wisdom, then there will be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation will not be cut off. That's what Brother Dan was teaching us the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Hope is confident expectation. And there it is in a verse of scripture right in front of our eyes.
Amen.
How cool is that? Whoops. Next screen. Something going on here. Next screen. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Isn't that awesome to have God say, and I will listen to you?
Amen.
So you know what? It's one thing for you and I to talk to God. But you and I got to get serious about the fact that he is listening to us.
Amen.
13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And now, if you'll rise together with me, we'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. How are we doing so far? Are these good updates?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Roger. We see you coming in the door. Good to have you with us.
So if you will, rise together with me. We'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today will stand somewhere in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence is in honor of every warrior today who bears the scars of combat in his spirit, his soul, or in his body. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. And now, if you will, join us in our opening prayer. Now, I've adjusted this a little bit, so don't just wander along in the memorized past. Here we go. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now the commanded blessing of unity. Speak it in faith with us. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us, brethren, to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. And now we'll speak over the body of Christ, which around the world, Julian and Bamala are already started into Sunday morning's church services in Malaysia.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where the international dateline is, but somewhere there, church services have already been going on. So we bless the body of Christ around the world to be in complete agreement with Ephesians chapter 4. Say it with me. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, with one another in love,
endeavoring
to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right, now pause for a minute. I ask everyone to make these declarations with us, because the more of us who speak it in faith and agreement, the more we drive our enemy back. If you ever watched a war movie, it's not the lieutenant shooting his gun. It's the lieutenant and his whole unit shooting their guns, destroying the enemy. That's what we have here tonight. Verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Say it again. Fill me with all the fullness of God. Amen. Verse 14. Here's the result. That we will no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I did not get the stray exclamation point out.
Well, at least it's tiny.
I don't know how that little exclamation point is in there. Now, as you can tell, I worked on this stream.
You did.
I think we're going to have to...
Thank you for blessing America.
All right. Thank you. I received it. I was going to say I was going to bind it so I could get it out, but no, that's an exclamation point. Thank you. Because it's not on any other screen. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America. God bless America. United we stand. You ready? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men
are
created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How awesome is that?
That is very awesome.
Father, right now we pray for revival in the executive branch. And if not, removal and revival in the legislative branch. And those who resist, removal and revival in the judicial branch. And those who stand against our Constitution, the Constitution, Uncle Sam and Lady Liberty, empowered by the angels of God, removal.
Amen.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. Quit messing with our nation. Father, we bless every peacemaker around the world, wherever they may be, in the name of the United States of America. And then every one of these who are from another nation, bless their peacemakers to do the work you've given them to do in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And now, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Now, no matter what nation you're in, this prayer will work. When we say, I don't even think it has United States of America in it, does it? So it doesn't matter where you're from. Even though an American president said it, these are timeless words that work. I mean, think about some of the nations that are here.
Mm-hmm.
They're 3,000-4,000 years old.
Yeah.
You speak the word of God. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare, this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And just like we did last night, I want to pray this prayer, make this declaration against the isms for our brothers and sisters around the world. Amen. Now, this says United States of America in it. And so I encourage you to say your nation's name in it. And you might be in a nation that one of these is the prevailing power. But that doesn't tell you to ever stop praying. You don't have to go on the street or go public like I am. You might not have the freedom of press, but it doesn't stop you from saying it in your prayer closet. And that's the place where the Christian is the most powerful, is right there before Almighty God. Remember what Jesus said about prayer? Jesus said, go into your closet and pray before the Father. And the Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
Amen.
Ready? In the name, high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power, might, and dominion, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind all the effects of the isms, atheism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness,
which
is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Whoops. You have, pause, ready? One, two, three. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 144, verse 14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness. the walls of righteousness. Amen. And amen.
And amen.
And amen. So I think that was a good edit.
Yeah, very good.
We got a couple more things in order. I wanted to get that in there about our Constitution so we get that in our eyes every day. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. But you know what that says? That says all men. Not all Americans. All men are created equal.
Yeah, amen.
Wherever you are around this earth. And that's the power of the United States of America, is that we have continually propelled and established freedom throughout all the earth. And we truly want to see the blessing of God come in every nation. Here's the reality, guys. I wanted to get it in there, but I once I got in there, I had so much editing that I had to do already, I didn't get it in. But we're going to get 2 Thessalonians in there also, because we want the whole world to learn this factor. What is that, Pastor? That we are the force on this earth. We, the body of Christ, are the force on this earth. And the Holy Spirit spoke through the Apostle Paul and said, wasn't it Paul, where he said, don't even mention the unfruitful works of darkness.
Yep.
Don't even mention them. Don't even bring it up. No, that wasn't Paul. That was in, it was an Old Testament verse. Where did we hear that? Did you write it down? It was something that God said to Moses. Don't even mention the name of the God. Anyways, welcome YouTube. We're glad to have you with us tonight. Everything's getting wound up. We're getting ready to head into the Word of God for this evening. Thank you for being a part of what is going on here in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful name. Now, we want to encourage you. Many of you have been sowing into the radio, and I think I got maybe two more that I got to put in there into the radio so we can have a total update on that. But we'll get that to you the first of the week. But thank you for your seeds that you sow. Thank you that you walk with God every day. This is the coolest thing I've ever come to the understanding of. I don't have to come here and beg anybody for money. That is not God. Teach on money? Yeah. Receive your tithes and offerings? Yeah. Tell you the tithe is for this day? Oh, yeah. It's this day. It's definitely the New Testament because Jesus said it. But this is the cool thing. We just get to just be us and just do the work that God's given us to do and just keep walking in the things of God.
Amen.
And you obey God, I obey God, we all obey God. And you know what? God gets his work done and accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, it's just a couple of reminders, remember? On the Read the Word program, which is we do it live right after this program is finished. So that's usually right about 11:30, 12 Central Standard Time. We'll be live on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. And on Sunday mornings when we're live, we're going to receive communion together on the Read the Word program. So even if you receive it in the morning and you listen to it then make sure you have your communion elements. You might be like, Pastor, I listen to that thing while I'm still sleeping in bed. Well, just stick them on the stand. Dr. Roy C. Hicks, who led the Foursquare Pentecostal church or whatever it was called for 40 years. He put his communion elements on the stand beside his bed so that the first thing he did every morning was receive communion before he even got out of bed in the morning. Now, he didn't have a cell phone and a cell phone cord and a charger that he had to worry about. I was making a funny there. You'd be like, Brother Roger, that was supposed to be funny. So you and I got to figure out what to do so we don't spill it while we're trying to put the cell phone back and getting the charging cord and everything. But we welcome you to be there and be a part of that. Tomorrow we have an hour of faith. All this week we've been studying the power of the Holy Spirit. Here's the amazing thing about our God. Program is designed by God to help you grow in your faith. Now, there's people here from many different ministries and different walks of life, and we're glad you're here and glad you're a part of what we're doing. But I want you to see something. There's going to be a core group of you that God's going to say, this is where you belong. This is your church. This is your pastor. And you might say, you know, that seems a little different, Pastor, to me, because I'm used to going to a building where there's a bunch of people and a praise team and all that. I know. But this is what we've got to learn in God. Whatever he says to you, do. Amen?
Yeah.
This was not my plan. What we're doing is not what I saw in my plan at all. But it didn't take too long of doing it to say, wow, look what God is doing in us and with us and through us. And so if the Holy Spirit is saying that to you, then just say yes. Everybody practice this once. You ready to say, yes, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
Ready to say, yes, Lord, I will do that.
Yes, Lord, I will do that. Amen.
All right, ready? Somebody needs this. Try it this way. Yes, sir. I'll do that.
I'll do that.
Right, try this. I agree with you, Jesus.
I agree with you, Jesus.
Some of you are like, oh, Pastor, when you say that, I can tell on the inside I'm not in agreement with Jesus. I know. I did that a while, about a month ago I was doing that, and I'm like, all right, I got to spend a whole day doing this. All of you on YouTube that's coming and going, we welcome you. We're glad to have you here with us tonight. And we speak the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit in your lives. Stop by and drop us a message saying, hey, I'm here. You don't have to stay and make comments, but it's always good to see who joins in with us. And we're glad for you wherever you are around the world. We welcome you. And we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Right, everybody try it again. Ready? Say this. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I will do that.
I will do that.
Okay, try this one. Thank you, Father.
Father.
You love me so much.
You love me so
you
much.
You gave me that assignment.
You gave me that assignment.
I will do that for you.
I will do that for you.
This is so interesting. I can tell that some of you are like, Pastor, do you know what you just said? No, I only thing I know is I'm being led by the Holy Spirit. I think some people think about preachers that we go watch people's Facebook page and see what they're saying so that we can create a message. I got a word for you. That's all we would have time to do. We would never have time to open up this book and study and grow and develop in God if that's what we were going to do. So there's no way. You just can't do it. That's why some of you never see me click like or love on any of your stuff, because can you imagine how much time I'm going to spend trying to keep up with all y'all? I got over 150 names I communicate with regularly. Like very regularly. Can't do it. Could never keep up with it. So, hey, Gil Blunt's with us, Sunday Geyser. Welcome, guys. It's good to have you with us. So, what's the point of what you're saying, Pastor? one of the toughest things you and I ever got to do is say, yes, Lord, I only want to do what you tell me to do. And I remember that day he was talking to me about that. I'm like, woo, Jesus. But immediately what that turned into was a new level of obedience on the inside of me. Say this, it's not a public obedience. You might not see it, but on the inside of me, I see it. And I'm having to say, yes, sir, I'll do that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You might even say, Pastor, when you said that, I realized I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be. Yep, yep, that very much could happen. But wait, remember this. You're not in a religious organization denominational structure here that is saying to you, you better do this or else. I'm teaching you to walk with God your Father. And I guarantee you, you better do what he asks you to do, because he's God. He's the one that has the book that's written, that's got your name in it. Matter of fact, let's just go look at it. Psalm 139. Ready? Psalm 139. Don't worry about this psalm. This doesn't belong to any specific person, organization, preacher, or anybody else. This is the Bible, the Word of God. There are no verses that belong to any person. This whole Bible belongs to every one of us. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Amen.
Brother, Dr. Reverend Brother Kenneth E. Hagin did not own Mark 11, 20 through 24. Even though that's the text of his messages, he preached for 40 years, 50 years. But he didn't own them verses. You ready for this? Every one of us had better own those verses. Like Ripley when he sees it, hears a noise. It sounds like food. Psalm 139. Let's go down here let's go down here 13 through 18. Yes and amen. So good to have you with us tonight, Gail. There's been a whole bunch of people signed in on YouTube. Glad to have all you with us. If Facebook Live don't work, always run over to YouTube. And you might say, Pastor, what is it again? It's just my name. It's just Samuel J. Cottle. I try to keep everything with my name in it so that it makes it real easy for people to be able to find us. You might not remember the name of the church, the name of the program, the name of the ministry, but you will remember my name.
Amen.
Oh, I lost. Who did I lose? I lost the Zoomers. There they are. Now I lost the YouTubers. Everybody hang on. We're just getting everything in order. There we go. I have all thumbs. Amen. Wait. Is that is that another way of saying two thumbs up? I have all thumbs. Or does that mean I got to turn my pages faster than what I have been? Amen. There we go. For you have formed me, my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they are all written the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of your thoughts. The word them refers to your thoughts. If I should count your thoughts, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Don't you love it?
I do.
We just made this word personal to us. I want to read it again. All right. Let's go down here and let's read 16. Your eyes saw my substance, yet being unformed. And in your book, they were all written. Say it with me.
I have a book
that has my name on it.
That's in heaven.
And all of my days are spelled out for me. Audrey Van Gessel, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight, ma'am. Angie Lalone, welcome, ma'am. Good to have you with us. Carolyn
Angie,
Foster.
Angie. Hi,
Audrey. We got a whole mess of good folks showing up here tonight. Hello, the family. I said hi. Scratch the dog. Kick the cat. No, don't kick the cat. We're in Psalm 139, verse 16. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. I want you to see this. While you're in the womb, the Father is watching you in the womb. Do you have a child that has a child inside of them? Are you expecting a grandbaby anywhere? Start speaking over that grandbaby.
Yes.
Perfect womb. Perfect environment, perfect development, perfect growth, perfect delivery, and perfect life. Why? Because the Father is watching over his seed that he put inside the man and the woman, and he is going to make what who you are very valuable.
Yeah, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you.
The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is living on the inside. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, my mom and dad. No, it's not about your mom and dad anymore. They were just the avenue to get you into the earth.
Yes, amen.
And now it's about you finding Father and finding that mission he put you on this earth for. I'm preaching better than you're staring right now. You might say, Pastor, this has nothing to do with the title you put on this program. Oh, you just wait and watch the Holy Spirit. He's going to turn that corner and get that title right in there because he's the one that gave me the title. Now watch. Why are we saying this? Because somebody that's here tonight needs to hear this. Somebody that's going to listen to one of these videos, YouTube, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, somebody here needs to hear these words so that your life will change forever. Look at verse 17. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. This is your Father. This is God your Father. How special are God's thoughts about you and me. How great is the sum of those thoughts? Sounds like it was on the road, not in the parking lot.
Yeah.
18. If I should count the thoughts you have for me, those thoughts would be more in number than the sand of the sea. And when I awake, I'm still with you. Some of you might be having a situation where you have nightmares or dreams in the night or things like that that are not holy and they're not They're not blessing you. Go to sleep meditating in these verses 13 through 18. Get them where they're memorized and you can just say them. And you can just speak them. And as you fall asleep, say them again. And say them again. And say them again. You won't know necessarily which one you fall asleep on, but it doesn't matter. With God, he doesn't care if you fall asleep speaking the word. Matter of fact, he likes it when you fall asleep speaking the word. You know why? Because you'll probably wake up speaking the word.
Yep.
All right? Now, watch this. We got into this at the beginning of tonight. Look at what time it is already.
I know.
Wow. Holy Spirit, be my guide and help me get to where I got to go tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Now, why are we in this tonight when it's supposed to be about the Holy Spirit, Pastor? Well, because the leadership of the Holy Spirit is always going to lead us into the place where people got to be. And tonight, there's a bunch of people that needed to hear that statement that God's thoughts about me are so many that it's like the sands of the sea. You might say, well, Pastor, how in the world can God think about every person on the earth at the same time and have that many thoughts about all of us? Because he's God. He created all this. He's the one that gave the idea for every bit of this. When God said, let there be, in the book of Genesis chapter 1, guess what? It was. And his ways, according to the Old Testament, are high. Let's go look at that. Isaiah 55. Here we go. This is my message for tonight. I hope you're paying attention. Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 12. Isaiah 55, 8 through 12. It's good preaching. Hey, I like how Brother Keith Moore says it. Brother Keith Moore says, are you believing with me tonight for God to give us utterance to speak the word that must come out to bless people's lives? Amen? Isaiah 55, 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10, as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and does not return there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. Look at, that's what this is. That's what this is. God's word went forth from his mouth. It shall not return to me void. It'll accomplish the purpose for which it is sent, and it'll prosper in the thing for which I have sent it. Now watch this. There's many people that, especially right now, and it happens every time there's a war that actually makes it to the news media, that are like, it, the horrible atrocities of war that you're seeing in your eyes, and people get down underneath of it, and it begins to affect you, begins to affect your whole nature, everything about you. You spend days and days and days crying. I got work for you. You and I got to get up above all that. Because we cannot be the mighty warriors if we're down under the burden of it.
Yeah.
And tears are not what moves God's hand. Fears are not what moves God's hand. Everybody listen. Everybody look right up at the camera. Need is not what moves God's hand. Faith is what moves God's hand.
Yeah.
Pastor, you saying we're never going to cry while we're in faith? Oh, yeah. You might cry because you're an emotional being and your heart is moved, But tears don't make God move. They might have made your mom and dad move, but they ain't going to make God move. God has a system. It's already set up. I got some people looking at me right now saying, how do you know what's going on in my life? I don't know what's going on in anybody's life. I spent my whole day driving around today in the car, seeing beautiful countryside in Montana and North Dakota. It was a beautiful day. I have no idea what's going on in your life. The Holy Spirit of God is helping me deal with everything you need to hear tonight. So you become on fire, filled with faith, and the person he wants you to be on this earth.
Woo! Well, and I think a lot of people, that the verse of the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, people believe that that means that fervency means, you know, wailing and whatever to get movement. And it really isn't. It's just passion, solid passion in whatever form.
Right. It's not the more you cry. I see in the Old Testament, they cried, they beat their chest, they ripped their clothes, they pulled their hair out.
They threw dust and ashes on them,
wore a burlap bag. But see, that's the old covenant. That's not new covenant.
Right.
In the new covenant, we're not beggars. We are literally the heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Listen to this now. With Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit on the inside of our lives. See, all of a sudden that changes the picture. In the Old Testament, they had to use sackcloth and ashes, rend their garments, call a sacred assembly, mourn and weep. Ooh, God. No, there's a verse.
Jesus kicked him out for doing that.
Jesus kicked him out for doing that. Watch this. There's a verse that says, do you think I want more tears? That's, boy, I'm messing this one up. You're not going to be able to find this one. It's in the Old Testament. It's one of the prophets. And he said something to the effect of, do you think I want more tears from you? His statement then was, it's Jeremiah, I think. His statement then was, I don't want you to cry and moan and groan. I want you to change your heart. Say it with me. I got to get my heart changed. I got to get my heart changed. Now, I don't have time to go looking for that verse. We'll find it sometime and we'll get back there. Isaiah 55 verses 8 through 12. I want to say this, and we got to get moving. Watch this. I love it. Woo! I'm about ready to get up off my seat and preach standing up tonight, Gail. Now watch this. God didn't say that we can't have his thoughts. He's just saying to these people, my thoughts are way above your thoughts.
Yeah.
He didn't say don't try to get them. Did he? Oh, my Lord Jesus. I just love it when this happens. I'm like, Jesus, help me find this proverb. And I opened to the exact page where it was. Don't you just love it when that happens? Proverbs chapter 25. Look at this. Proverbs 25. Verse 2. And 3, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is the glory of kings to search out that matter. It's the glory of God to conceal it. Why? He wants you to have a desire for it. It's the glory of the king. You say it. I am a king and a priest. It's the glory of the kings to search it out. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. He's not telling you to quit searching. He's telling you to get busy and search. Ready? Matthew chapter 13. Come on, go quick. I got a long ways to go and a short time to get there. Eastbound, watch old bandit run. I'm in my former life, I was a truck driver, all right? Convoy. Here we go. Breaker 19. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13, verses 10, 11, and 12. Look at this. The disciples came and said, why are you speaking in parables? And Jesus said, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, what? Revelation. That verse 12 refers to verses 3 through 9. For whoever has what's in 3 through 9, the word of God planted in their heart, growing and becoming seedful.
What?
Growing and become harvestable. Amen. Whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has is going to be taken away. I want you to look at this. Jesus looked at the disciples and said, it's given to you to know the kingdom. Why was it given to the disciples to know the kingdom? Because they were his special 12, and it doesn't matter what they do with their life. They're just going to make it in, and they're going to be the 12. Like the people with once saved, always saved want you to believe? No, that's an erroneous doctrine. Why? Because Judas wasn't once saved, always saved. He's gone. He's in hell. No. It's because, yeah, seek him and he'll draw near to you.
Yeah, amen, dear.
Amen. Let's stop and pray right now for Angie's nephew.
Hi, Angie.
Currently missing and has not been heard from since October. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, do we have a first name, or that's, you don't have to reveal that if you don't want to, but we'll pray for him by name.
It's the first name, Anthony.
Yeah, by first name, right. Father, in Jesus' name right now, we speak over this situation. We don't need no witch nor war. I shouldn't even said that. Thank you that the Holy Spirit of God and the angels of the Lord know exactly where Travis is located right now.
Yes.
And in the name of Jesus, we declare that that location is revealed by the hand of Almighty God. Holy Spirit of God, you know exactly where Travis is. And now, in the mighty name of Jesus, may the curtains be rolled back and the revelation produced right now in Jesus' mighty name. We thoroughly expect it. We know that there is nothing lost in you. Not one human on the face of the earth has ever been lost from our Father's care and his watchful eye. And now in the name of Jesus, we, the body of Christ, we use all of our gifts together right now, and we say, bring the revelation to this family now in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Keep him in your prayers, Travis. Keep this family in your prayers. Always remember that it's good, it's safe to use a first name, but in situations like this, it's not good to give a last name because you don't know who's watching that's an enemy. This is a very public forum. Even though it's on our own thread, that you never know who's listening and watching because we can't. There's no way we can limit everybody that tries to get here. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Now, let's get back to Matthew 13. The 11 disciples that went all the way with Jesus? Why did they go all the way? Because they were seeking him. They were desiring from him. They were going. Remember when Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can't get to heaven? And the whole crowd left? It's the biggest church split you ever seen, man. Them people left like, and Jesus turned around and there was nobody left except the 12. And he said to them, are you guys going too? And Peter spoke up and said, well, this is Sam Cottle's version of what Peter said. I don't understand any more than all them people that just left what you just said, but where am I going to go? You're the only one with the words of life.
Amen.
Go there with me. John chapter 6. This is one of the most interesting verses in the Bible. I think it's very interesting that John chapter 6, verse 66, that's John 6, 6, 6. Come on, turn there and look at it. Amen, Angie. We accept it too, and we declare it in Jesus' mighty name. Look at this verse. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Isn't that just the biggest example of humanity you've ever seen? Rather than sticking around saying, wait a minute, Jesus, what are you talking about? They just took off, beat the street, and left. This is interesting because I'm going to keep referring to it, I can tell. It's like right now, this deal with Angie's family. We're going to just be on it. The angels are on it. The Holy Spirit's on it. We're not going to back off. And every day, I mean, if you were around here when the camera's not live, every day you'd hear me saying it. All right, Lord, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And what about that? Father, in the name of Jesus, what about that? Holy Spirit, reveal this to us now in Jesus' mighty name. Wait, not just you know how many people today are lost from their family sites?
Oh, my goodness.
There's probably a million people around the world that's lost. You know how many people are displaced in the Ukraine right now? But wait, the Ukraine, that's something we can all see. You know how many people are displaced in Afghanistan and all of the Muslim nations that they haven't seen their family in years? Because that's how wicked men are. That's how wicked men are. But God knows where every person is at. And God knows how to bring it back together. And what you and I have to do every day is just say, Jesus, you bring it back. Make it happen. I declare this is done. Who you are as a child of God, you and I have got to declare it done in Jesus' mighty name. Now watch this. Where did I go? Oh, John chapter 6. And then let's go down here. Look at verse 68. Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom will we go? You have the words of life. You're the only one with the words of life. I'm going to tell you right now, guys, this is the last day. Mm-hmm. This is the last of the last days on this earth. It's been a nation for a whole generation. Whole generation. Every prophecy is fulfilled that needs to be fulfilled for Jesus to come back. Russia this week has joined forces with China and Muslim nations all around Israel to go defeat Ukraine. Why? Because they want all the natural resources. Ezekiel 38 and 39, we taught on it two Sundays ago. Make sure you go listen. God's got a hook in Russia's jaw. Going to drag him down out of the north. And when he does, that's the day of the rapture. That's not a maybe. That's not a might be like, oh, you know, Pastor, everybody's been saying it for years. You cannot say this now. You can't say that another day because we are at the line on this earth like it's, well, it's never been here before. Today's the day. I just said that. Today's the day. Rapture practice.
You think up.
No, it wasn't that time. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to just practice leaving the floor and taking off, you know. You might say, Pastor, I don't know that I'm ready. Well, get ready right now. Get ready right now. Say, Jesus, I receive you into my life. Just say it. Right, say it again. Jesus.
Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my
life. All of your love.
All of your love.
Do it. All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
I don't deserve it.
I don't deserve it.
But I receive it.
But I receive it.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Woo! All of the Holy Spirit I can get.
And all of the Holy Spirit I can get.
And now just lift your hands and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, 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 thank you. Wait, you didn't come to an altar, had their hands laid on you, but you just switched from earth to heaven. And if the rapture happens tonight, you're going to be going in the air with us. Pastor, is it really that simple? Yeah, his yoke is and his burden is. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody pray that in a salvation prayer.
And why not?
Because we've been focused on if you don't repent of your sins, you can't be saved. And that's just not the Bible. But who taught us that doctrine? The spirit of religion that made it a hurdle for people to get over so they won't get saved. How in the world are you going to remember every sin you ever committed? John 3:16. Our house is full of the Holy Spirit too, Gail. It's like, I want to get up and run around, but as soon as I do, everybody's like, where'd he go? Where'd he go? I got to stay here and just be filled with the Holy Spirit. John 3:16, go there real quick. I got so far to go tonight, we're probably going to preach for like 3 or 4 hours. John 3:16-17. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Say it with me. That whosoever repents of all their sins and names them one by one so they're sure not to forget any. No, see, that's not right. Hey, Kathy Angaroni's with us now.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Matt. Hi, Bella. Hi, Joey. We love the Angaroni family in Jesus' mighty name. Let's everybody do it with me. John 3:16. You ready? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, wait a minute, guys. The only prerequisite to getting to heaven and the only thing that can get you to heaven is believing on Jesus.
We believe on you, Lord.
For God, verse 17, God did not send his son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. How? Because they received him, whoever believed in him. John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12 and 13 and 14. Somebody give me a 15. Woo! John 1, 11 through 14. Look at this. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. Have you ever taken the gospel to some of your own and they didn't receive you? You're just being like Jesus. Look at what it says. But as many as received him, to them He gave the power to become the children of God. Now, wait a minute. These were people who were steeped in the law. Why? It was their only hope. It's their only hope. They had to sacrifice that sacrificial lamb on the Day of Atonement, or their sins were not forgiven them, and that Day of Atonement only lasted until they sinned again, and then they had to create some more sacrifices, and there was a whole lot of sacrificing going on. But as soon as Jesus bowed his head and said, "It is finished," and the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, God Almighty entered into this atmosphere and made it possible for every one of us to know him and have him on the inside of us. That's why the book of Hebrews says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne room of grace, where we might obtain grace and find or mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Wow. Thank God that we get to have grace to help in the time of need. I'm going to show you a picture here. Now watch this. This was Herod's temple that he built for the Jews. Mm-hmm. See where they got that in? That's there. See the fire burning? That's where the sacrifice was made. Now watch this. I'm going to turn to the next page. And you're going to think we're going to be able to get to the, yeah, see way down in here where my fingers are right there? That's where the veil of the temple and the Holy of Holies was. And that veil was rent in two from the top to the bottom. And when that happened, guess what happened? It made God accessible. It made all of us accessible to God. Now, here's the Old Testament picture of it. See how the white's coming up out of there? That's off the mercy seat. All right? I like this book. It's a really good book. You should get one. All right? That's off the mercy seat. And see that really thick cloth that's all around it there? I'm trying to not get out of the light. All right? That veil was rent from the top to the bottom, giving you and I access to the Father. Woo! Pastor, what in the world are you teaching us tonight? Man, we've been all over the Bible. We've been all over the whole Bible tonight. Just open up another verse. I'll be by there in a minute. Just give me a second. Well, what are we talking about tonight? Well, what we started to talk about is the power of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit manifesting in our midst, helping the body of Christ make it. Tonight, I've been a teacher. Tonight, I've been a preacher. Tonight, I definitely an apostle sent here to do this work. Tonight, I'm an evangelist. I just reaped a big harvest for everybody. The Rose, take a screenshot real quick. The Rose Book of Bible Charts, Maps, and Timelines. Now, there's some doctrines in the book I don't agree with, but it's excellent with Bible pictures and maps and details about each of the apostles and the books of the Bible. It's just filled with some really good information. I'm on the big screen. Now watch this. What's tonight's title going to be called, Pastor? It is time to receive Jesus. No more waiting.
Amen. Amen.
What we just did when we prayed that prayer and we said, "I receive all of your mercy." What happens the most when people get saved? People want them to think about their sin. Well, I got a word for you. Thinking about sin is not going to help you accept Jesus' righteousness. And your sin is not going to make you closer to God. Jesus' righteousness is going to make you closer to God. I'm preaching better than you're scowling right now. Man, we done got some folks with us tonight on YouTube. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's pause for a minute. Blog Talk Radio, we're glad you're with us from wherever you are around the world. God bless you for being here with us tonight in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Here's the revelation about God and about your sin and about Jesus' righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse number 17, 18, and 19. 2 Corinthians 5, 17, 18, and 19. I know I've taught this about every way you can teach it, but cool thing about tonight's we're going to hit it again. Sister Gail just said it. Amen. Forget the past. You're a new person.
Amen.
You bet you might say, yeah, but I'm not a new person. You only knew how bad I sinned today. I know how bad you sinned today. Look at people.
Really?
You do?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you was mouthing off to your husband and your wife, and you had a big old mess going on. Yeah, I know what you was doing, yeah. And the kids were hollering, the dog was barking, the cat scratched somebody.
A little bit of road rage in there.
And your macaroni and cheese fell right on the floor. Somebody just dropped their bowl. Oh, my God, I can't believe he just said that. Wait, why would I say I know how bad your sin is? Because I'm a human. Well, Pastor, you grew up in the church. You never sinned. That's how people think. Mm-hmm. But it don't matter. It don't matter you grew up in the preacher's house. If he preached 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you still, as a preacher's kid, got to choose God. And if you never grew up in the preacher's house, you don't know how tough it is to find God in the preacher's house. You know why? Because they got, as preacher's kids, we got put up with a whole bunch of God's wonderful people causing us great discipline and trials and tests. Ready? And we love all y'all.
Amen. Amen.
No, see, why am I merciful to sin? Because God was merciful to me when
Amen.
I sinned. What difference does your sin make? You ain't as bad as the Apostle Paul, so quit trying to make your sin something special. See, that's why people are so sick, because it's their only identity they have. That's why some people never get free from sin. It's your only identity that ever gives anybody any focus about you. Just drop all that garbage and learn that you are a child of God.
Amen.
And your Father wants to talk to you every single day and help you go into this world and reach somebody. But he can't do it if you're in sin and you're broke, busted, disgusted, and so sick you can't get off the couch. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, say it with me, I just prayed. And now I'm in Christ. He is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Say it. I am a new creation.
I am a new creation. Hallelujah.
As soon as you say, Jesus, come into my life, you are made completely new. I'll say it again. Everybody that's with us tonight, make sure you click like, love, hit subscribe, click the bell so that you are connected to us every time we're there. Brian and I say amen. Old things have passed away and all things, circle all. Have you ever studied the Greek definition of the word all? It means all inclusive, not leaving anything out. 18. Now all things are of God who reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Don't miss the next phrase. Not imputing their trespasses to them and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. It doesn't matter what your sins were. It doesn't matter what your sins were. They're no longer you. Yeah, but Pastor, I still got a bad attitude. Well, stop it. That's where the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3 tell you to renew your mind. That's why you got to have a pastor. That's why you got to have a church. That's why you got to have a ministry. That's why you got to be connected to the Bible, to the body of Christ. People say, well, I can live without the body. No, you can't. And you ain't going to live without a pastor. Why? It's his design. It's God's design. You can do all you want to do. I'm going to be me all by myself out here just doing, I'm going to do it all by myself. That's just because you're offended at a church or a preacher. And when you get to heaven, Jesus is going to say, what about this offense in your life? You do not want to stand before Jesus and have any offense between you and God and anybody when it's standing at the judgment seat of Christ. Because there's going to be some folks standing there that are not going to make it. And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you, you worker of lawlessness. Yeah, but Pastor, you know what they did to me. It doesn't matter what they did to you. Get over it. Let me say it differently. The only people that are here that would know are Francetta and Sister Sunday. And as you guys know, I love them with all my heart. All right? They're wonderful family members here. But do you know what church people did to me when I was growing up? If anybody's got ability to carry a fence, it's a preacher's kid. You know why? Because sheep are really mean to the pastor's kids. Now, Sunday wasn't, and Francetta wasn't. They're wonderful people to us. But I could tell you some stories that would make you pick up a stick and go look for somebody. Why? Because church people are mean until they find Jesus. And as soon as they find Jesus, then they ain't no longer mean. What are you trying to tell us right now, Pastor? I'm trying to tell you that I know what it's like to have a deep offense. I mean, my mom streams with us, so she might even be here tonight herself. After my dad passed, Mom told us some stories that happened in the church I had no idea about. I could be offended and carry those offenses my whole life. What good is that? They were just learning to grow in God. I'm learning to grow in God. My mom and dad is learning how to pastor a church. If you don't know, it takes every day of your life as you're a pastor to learn how to pastor the church. If anybody can be offended, it's a pastor. Yeah. Now, I mean, people say, Pastor, you're the greatest thing that ever happened in my life, and then you never see him another day of your life. Well, whatever. I'm not God. I'm just a pastor. And since I know that people are going to say that, nah, what are you going to do? Be offended? Nah, I'm not going to be offended. Amen. I love you.
Amen.
I love you. Thank you, because I've had some offenses by church people. I've struggled with forgiving. That's the truth.
It is tough, isn't it?
I like how Dr. Barclay says it. When I first started pastoring, he said, I thought all the people of the church were just blue ribbon sheep. And he said, then after I pastored for like 3 days, I realized, wait, these are not all blue ribbon sheep here. Some of these are still biting like they're maybe a wolf in sheep clothing. No, you just got to forgive. Mary Pastorick's with us. Hey, Mary, good to have you with us tonight. See, I want you to get this. You can't carry any type of offense with you to the judgment seat of Christ. You can't carry any offense to the judgment seat of Christ because you won't get into heaven. Now, for part two of our message this evening, we're going to preach about how not to be offended. Do you know how many crazy spammers have come through the community of faith since we've been here on this program since March 2020? There's spammers every night. I could be offended at them. I don't. You just get the spam blocker. And off you go. In the mighty name of Jesus, turn from your wicked ways. But see, what do we have to learn to do? We got to look at that other person and say, nah, I don't know what they're thinking. Yes, they did just say that to me. Yep. And yes, that hurt, but I'm only hurt because it's my own personal pride. And they're obviously confused, so why would I be hurt if a confused person just said something to me? Why would I be hurt? I can tell they're confused. Oh, well. Hurt people hurt people.
And usually very immature.
But wait, I was immature one day.
Yeah.
Wait, compare me to some other great apostles and prophets of the world. I'm still immature. And I can guarantee you I'm not being immature on purpose. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But we all got to look at one another and say, wait. Who am I to judge you and say, well, there's something wrong with you. Nah. No. Everybody say it. I've been reconciled. I'm a new creation. All of my sins have been wiped away. I receive all of your mercy, Lord. I receive all of your grace, Lord. Come on, say it. I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Guess what? If you just received all of that, you're right with God, and you're going to have to give anybody else the right to be able to do it too.
Yeah, amen.
Woo! All right, you ready? It's rapture practice time again. Ready? Rapture practice. Pastor, I don't know. If we got rapture practice on that one, I feel like I might get left behind. Well, I got a good message about being left behind this week, early on in the week, and that is don't worry if you're left behind and you survive the rapture. Then God's going to have 144,000 Jews preaching to you, and if you find one of them, you might be able to get born again. But I wouldn't count on that. Just be ready now.
Yeah, you don't want to be here pretty
just seeing the look on his face like, no, don't say it that way. No, just get right with God. Amen. How far can you jump up in the sky? Well, it depends. If I'm on the third floor, I can jump 5 feet up and then 30 feet down. Now, watch this.
Grandchildren are perfect. God has protected them faithfully. Most PKs are pretty good at forgiving people. Yeah,
we are. Yeah, eventually, right, but there's, I know some preachers' kids that are the most bitter people in the whole world.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Why? Because people did horrible things to them and said horrible things and treated their mom and dad in a horrible way. And there's some horror stories, but we got to get past that because I got to get to the goal that I saw, and we're a long ways from there yet. So hang on. This is going to be, we got some camel humps to go through. We got a bunch of water. We got to go over a hill and around a big curve. It's a hairpin, and watch over the edge because there ain't nothing there. Just a long drop. Watch this. See, Jesus made you a new creation. Every day you need to say, I receive all of your mercy. I receive all of your grace. Ready? Say this with me. I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
See, the revelation is, if you receive all of that into your life, then you realize, who am I to judge anybody? Because none of my righteousness comes from my effort. It all comes because of what Jesus did. Anybody want to just say it? Thank you, Jesus, for your righteousness in my life. See, guys, there ain't a one of us. I don't care who you are. I don't care how big you think you are. I don't care how much you was in church. I don't care if you listen to 35 hours a week of preachers. I don't care if you play it 24/7, 365. It doesn't matter. Because the bottom line is, it doesn't matter what religious act you do if you don't receive Jesus, which has nothing to do with your effort except just receiving what he's done. You will not make heaven. There's nothing any of us can do in our own strength to make us ready for heaven.
Yes.
Nothing. Romans chapter 5, go there with me. Yeah, YouTube's working, Mary. So is Zoom. Zoom's alive and well. YouTube is smoking it tonight, man.
Head on over, Mary, and if you don't make it, we'll come looking for you.
This thing is going tonight, man. Watch this.
Repentance,
now watch this. Romans 5. Let's read 1 and 2, and then we're going to run down to 15 through 21. Romans 5, 1 and 2, and then 15 to 21. Now, some of you might say, but, you know, Pastor Sam, you seem to have so much more ability than my pastor to teach. Well, that's because your pastor don't have people sitting around for 3.5 hours willing to listen to him.
Yeah, they're an amazing group.
And this group of people have built their endurance up to say, yeah, we want 3 hours of the word. Come on, let's have 5. I mean, one night we went 8 hours.
And Roger wants 4 every night.
Does anybody else want 8 hours tonight? I might just be up for it tonight, man. I'm wound up in God. Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, what does the word justified mean? Just as if I never sinned. Take your pen, circle the word justified, and write in your Bible, just as if I never sinned. Pastor, I don't write in my Bible, it's holy. Well, pray for me, because I write all over my Bible. This is my roadmap to get to heaven. And if you've never been a truck driver, then you may not have ever written on a map. But us truck drivers, in the old days, we wrote on the maps. Oh, yeah. Spring forward or late for church, you will be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good, Gail.
Okay.
You mentioned that earlier.
Thank you, Gail, for the reminder. Now I know I won't go for 5 hours tonight. Here we go. Having been justified by faith, not by works, you cannot be justified by your effort. Pastor, you're messing with my whole doctrinal stance. I know, because you're like me and everybody else. We had a whole bunch of religiosity given to us that has no biblical basis. You are justified by faith, not by any action of yours, because you received what Jesus did. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. Verse 2, through whom also we have access by faith into the grace in which we stand. Say it with me. There ain't a bit of this about works.
There is not a bit of this about works. Not our own works.
Romans 5, 15. Hold it. I got rerouted. Get your bookmark. Stick it there. Get your bookmark, stick it in Romans 5, 15, and go with me to um, Hold on. I was real confident where I was going. Revelation 7.
Mary, did you make it to YouTube yet?
Nope. Mary just made it into Zoom.
Oh, there she is. Okay. I'm letting you in. There you go.
This is not where I want to be. Romans chapter 5, that's where I want to be.
That's where we were.
No.
You mean Revelation 5? So, Mary, you didn't make it to YouTube. You got lost in Zoom.
That's all right, Mary. Okay. You're real good. Just settle in right here. Y'all, you're good hands. Besides, I haven't had an amen corner all night, Mary. And I need somebody to just shout amen one time. I am in Revelation chapter 5. I'll get it out. Revelation chapter 5. And we're going to go to verse 2. And we're going to run down through 10. I saw a strong angel. Revelation 5. 2 through 10.
And everyone take a moment to get
Revelation 5:2-10. Woo! When you get there, somebody shout, "I love the word."
I love the word. We do love the
Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scrolls and to loose its seals?" No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. Watch this. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or even to look at it. Keep reading. Watch this. One of the elders said, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll to loose its seven seals. Why do you have justification? Because Jesus hung on that cross, and when he said it was finished, he gave you all of his finished work by just the fact that you say, 'I receive you into my life.'"
Amen. Thank you, Lord. There, Roger and Sunday both gave you, and I love the word.
It was kind of a duet.
Hallelujah.
Verse 6, I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and the four living creatures, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb. And what is his name? Jesus. Having seven horns, seven eyes, with seven spirits of God, sent out to all the earth, he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him and sat on the throne. Verse 8. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures, the 24 elders, fell down before the Lamb, having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. Want to sing it with me? You are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you were slain. You have redeemed us to our God by your blood. I got a little bluesy in me tonight. Out of every tribe and nation, tongue and people too, have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on heaven and earth with you. What was you doing? Singing a new song. Some of you only think new songs are anthems like choirs and pipe organs, but there's some of us that like blues and kind of soulsy, kind of bend the strings and woo, yeah. Look at verse 10. Romans 5:10.
Revelation.
Oh, Jesus, help us.
Revelation 5:10, everyone.
Sister Leanne has now used the trump card. It is not Romans. It is Revelation, because she is paying attention whether I am or not.
Holy Spirit drunk. Exactly, Gail.
Verse 10. And have made us kings and priests to our gods. Do you notice that it didn't say that we have made ourselves kings and priests?
Yes. Yes.
Jesus makes us into it, guys. And he can't do anything with us until we're willing to just accept his work that's done and realize it's not about anything we can do. You're not ever going to stop sinning until you finally realize it isn't about how hard I try not to sin. It's about how much I receive Jesus' righteousness. You know how many people have tried to stop sinning throughout all their life and never got it done? Why? Because it's not about how hard you try to stop sinning. It's about how much of his righteousness you receive. And when you get it, that it's his righteousness that causes you to stop sinning, then you'll wake up every day and say, Jesus, fill me with all your righteousness. And he'll say, I already did. Just appropriate it.
Yes, appropriate. Yeah, and that's what changes everything.
Pastor, do you mean like I'm already filled with Jesus' righteousness? Yeah. Every one of you that just prayed that prayer with me tonight, you are filled with all of Jesus' righteousness. Wait. I know what this is like because you're like, what? The day the man told me this, the preacher told me this. I mean, I've been a preacher for 20 years and didn't know this. Wow, Pastor. Well, that's how deep religion will keep you down. Watch this. We'll work on that when we're done, Mary, if you can hang out with us that long.
Yeah.
Watch this. Romans 5, verse 15. And we're going to go down to 21, and we may be finished then. But remember, God always saves the best for last. So don't hang up anytime soon. Oh, yeah. We condemn ourselves. Stinker thinker. Wait.
Thank you, Phyllis and Rebecca, for the help.
Listen, if you guys only knew how often throughout the day I'm ready to throw my phone right out the window because of Siri, because I've said it right, I typed it right, and when I hit send, they mess it up. It's like, are you serious?
Sometimes it's way better.
Verse 15. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus, abounded to many. Adam sinned. Every one of us have sinned. Well, who hasn't sinned? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
All right. That's Romans chapter 3, verse 23. But don't let that be a period at the end of that verse because it's a comma. For all have sinned and come short of, and fall short of the glory of God, comma, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. That verse ain't about sin. That phrase is about righteousness. Verse 16. The gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. We got free gift in 15, free gift in 16, free gift in 17, 18, and 20. This is a free gift. If I were to say, Sister Leanne, I got this nice little speaker for you, this free gift.
Yes.
How is she going to take advantage of this free gift unless she reaches out her hands and receives it from me?
Thank you. Thank you.
But Pastor, it can't be that easy because I've sinned. Are you kidding me? You're not worse than the Apostle Paul. He was killing Christians in the name of God. You always say that, though. You're trying to make me feel better about myself. No, I'm not. I'm trying to get you to do what he did. Receive Jesus. It's a free gift, not of works. If it's of works, man will boast. 17. If you don't know Romans 5:17, then make sure tonight you write it out with a big magic marker and put it on the refrigerator till you get it. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, how much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. You don't get to reign in life until you're willing to receive the free gift of righteousness. You ain't born again until you're willing to receive Jesus and just receive him.
Yeah.
I know. I am making them doctrines you grew up with. I'm beating the bloody stuffings out of them tonight on purpose. And it doesn't matter whether you grew up Methodist or Baptist or Episcopalian or Catholic or Pentecostal or Charismaniac. It don't matter what you grew up. I'm going to beat the bloody stuffings out of all religious dogma that doesn't match this book. You cannot argue with what I'm reading. I don't have nobody's book here. This is the holy word of God. Verse 18. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came. Not because you're goody-goody two-shoes, because Jesus lived a sinless life.
And love you. Can you imagine pain? Sorry. Such a high price, and then having people refuse to receive your gift.
I've said it many, many times. The worst day in Jesus' life has not happened yet. The worst day in Jesus' life is when they stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ or at the judgment seat of the Father. And God Almighty has to look at him and say, you have accepted the nature of my arch enemy, the father of lies. Therefore, you must go and spend eternity with the father that you have chosen. And off to hell they go for eternity, to ever be banished from the presence of God. Quit worrying about hell. Just walk with God.
Amen.
Get this chapter out, Romans chapter 5, and read verses 15 through 21 until it hits down inside of you and you're like, I got it! Don't worry, nobody hang up. That's just Blog Talk Radio doing their thing. Everything's cool. Everything's fine. Everything's going to keep right on rolling here. Watch this. I'm in verse 19. Romans 5:19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Also, by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Pastor, but I've been taught my whole life, I have to make myself righteous. You can't. You have no force on the inside of you that has the ability to cause you to do anything that's going to be righteous in your own strength. Well, I know, but this week I made a strong determination. It'll fail. But Pastor, I went out in the yard and like the one old preacher said, drive a stake in the ground and say, this is it forever. I will never sin again. It won't work. Because it's a free gift. It's his righteousness. It don't matter what sin you're fighting. Sin of the flesh. Maybe you can't get out of the bar and you're drinking. You know you shouldn't be in there. Maybe you're a pornography person or a sexual lust person. I love the story Dr. Barker tells of the guy. He said, Pastor, I'd get in another city and I just can't help. I got to go get a hooker. Dr. Barker said, well, just call me next time it happens. He said, all of a sudden, I came to myself and said, oh, my God, here I am. And he said, I'm sitting there naked, calling. So what do I do? He said, grab your clothes and run. And the guy just took off out the door naked with his clothes and like, wait. And he never faced it again because revelation hit him. It ain't about this sin and doing that. It's about I got to have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Guys. You can go to AANABADANLA and ain't none of it going to work if you don't get yourself in the line with Jesus and realize it is the free gift of righteousness that sets you free from that sin. I know somebody just said, Pastor, do you know how many church people do not know this doctrine? Yeah, it scares me. I literally could be on this live every day from now till Jesus comes for 18 hours a day till I fall out of the chair teaching this to everybody that would listen to me, and it would not be enough. There's still going to be people that's going to miss the rapture, and they're going to be sitting in their house going, oh, my Lord, we missed it.
Now what do we do?
And they're going to be people that have been in church their whole life and never got the book open good enough to say, wait a minute, I've got to find out what's in this book. I don't care whether you was raised Baptist, Methodist, or Charismaniac. It don't matter. If you don't get this book open, you're going to miss the day of the rapture, and you won't even know why, and you'll be sitting there going, oh, no, what do we do now? Well, Pastor, I come from a denomination that doesn't even believe in the rapture. You better get rid of that denomination and never go back there and start reading this book because it's in the book. I don't know where to read. Then you text me and I'll make sure you've got the information you need. But see, the first thing you got to do is say, wait, this is God's book. It's the only book you can trust.
Amen.
Sunday. Good night, Sunday. We love you. We bless you. We command the blessings of God to be on your life. We declare you sleep beyond anything you've ever slept. You have dreams of just Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost. And if the trumpet toots and we all scoop, we'll wave at you as we all go to heaven.
We're all going together. We'll meet you.
See, here's the deal. When we started this program, I was looking, saying, "Wait a minute, I gotta do something here," because the Holy Spirit kept taking me places. I'm like, "Wow, that's a revelation! Whoa, that's a revelation! Wow, look at that!" So all of a sudden, I'm like, "Wait a minute, I'm gonna do something different here." I got my Bible program, and I just took out the word righteousness, and I searched it in the New Testament. Because you know what happens if you read every verse in the New Testament about righteousness? By time you get to the end, if you go ahead and believe what you're reading, you will know what Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit said about righteousness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what about Brother Hagin? Well, Brother Hagin's in heaven going,
read your Bible. Read the Bible. Read the Bible.
I can't sound like him, or I would. I would work real hard at sounding like him, but he's going to tell you, read your Bible. Lester Sumrall would say, read your Bible. I mean, Sumrall and Hagin, both those guys probably wrote 150 books in their lifetime. But they're going to look at you and say, that book ain't the Bible. That book's supposed to help you understand your Bible. Now, get your Bible open and believe the Bible. Man, I got one more verse to read, and I'm fired up enough to preach for another 2 hours. Verse 20, Romans 5:20. Watch this. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace much more abounded. Not repentance. Grace. Yeah, but Pastor, don't I have to repent? Yeah. But not till you get filled with salvation, regeneration, redemption, justification, and his righteousness.
Amen.
Guess how easy repentance is once you get all that in you? It's automatic. Why? Because you don't want to do anything to go against what God has done in your life.
Yeah, amen.
Verse 20. So that sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness. It is a free gift of righteousness. It's not of works, because nobody gets to boast about it. Well, Pastor, I'm not going to boast about it. If you're resisting any part of what I'm saying right now, you're still trying to boast in your flesh. Don't do it. I've helped a lot of people with this, because I searched this doctrine and searched this doctrine, and I drove stakes in the ground. I drew lines in the sand. I made decisions. I made quality decisions. I made double, triple, super modified, excellent quality decision. None of that works.
You're still human.
None of that works. There's no righteousness in decision. The only righteousness that you're ever going to stand in is Jesus. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. That's what Paul said. Do you know how many verses are going through my spirit right now?
Oh, I bet.
And it's time to close, because we're going to lose an hour here in a minute.
Yeah.
Let me just grab that. That's Philippians chapter 3. That is Philippians 3:3-16. But I am not reading all those verses. I'm going to read 8, 9, and 10. Philippians 3:3-16 is the reference. I'm going to read 8, 9, 10. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I might gain Christ. Look at 9. Look at verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that righteousness which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. It's called the free gift of righteousness. So, yes, I'm going to have to go change the title of tonight's share. And I'll put it back in the thread. And it's somewhere in the near future, you're going to be able to find all of these links, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube Live, and Facebook Live. You'll be able to find them on the website every night at the time of the program. So that no matter where you are, all you got to do is get to SamuelJCottle.com, and there will be a link there you can click on that will take you to one of these platforms that we're on. If YouTube fails, if Facebook fails, there's going to be a link there you can click so that you'll be able to get in. Now watch this. I'm fired up tonight, but you know what fires me up is to see everybody that's here show up. Now, it doesn't matter what level you are in your Christian life. Richard Winslow is with us tonight.
Welcome, welcome.
Brother Richard, love you, man. It's always so good to see you. I'm not trying to spam you with links, but you're one of my brothers, so I just figured I'd send them to you. That way, if you ever have a chance to come by, you automatically got it, and you can be there.
Yeah, it makes it easy.
I don't spam nobody. I don't like spam, but we've had so much problems with shit, with notifications getting through to people. I've just started sending out all these links because that way I know people can be there. But watch this. I know that for some of you tonight, I have pretty much just destroyed your whole foundation of your Christian life because it was based in your works. But guys, we got to let it happen because there's nothing in our flesh that has the ability to produce righteousness. Zero. If anybody should have something in their flesh to produce righteousness, it should be a person who's been around the church for 59 years. I mean, I think I was born on a Thursday and I was in church the next Wednesday or something. I've been around the kingdom of God for 59 years. That don't mean nothing. That means nothing. That means nothing. I can't be offended. I can't stick the old doctrines. I've got to dig out of this book what the book says about the book because the book was written by the Holy Spirit. Because when you stand before Jesus, this is the only book they're going to judge you by, not some denominational book.
Right.
This one. Jesus ain't going to care what the Baptist, the Methodist, the Charismatics, the Catholics, or anybody else says when you get to heaven. It ain't going to be about none of them. And if you're holding on to that book rather than this book, when you get to before Jesus, you're going to suffer loss. Don't do that. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, the Bible's confusing. Didn't you know the priest told us not to read it because we'd be confused? Yeah, he was following a deceiving demonic spirit. Because Jesus said, when you know the truth sets you free. And he said, my sheep hear my voice. This is his voice. That's why I'm here in your life to help you get it. You ready for this? We have over 600 videos available for you to study. Pastor, I don't know which one to read. I know. I do. Send me a text, send me an email, send me a message, and I'm going to help you walk with God.
Amen.
Holy Spirit of God, how do I bring this to a close? Watch this. The moment I came to the understanding of the free gift of righteousness, I've never had a problem since then. I've just walked and I said, whoa, that's sin. No. No, that's sin. No.
Your whole nature.
No. Pastor, don't you realize how strong sin is? No, I realize how strong righteousness is.
Amen.
I know how powerful righteousness is. Because it doesn't matter what my sin has ever been. As soon as I say, I receive your righteousness, you're white as snow. Yeah, but Pastor, I've sinned. I know, but Jesus didn't sin, and he knows you did sin, And he's telling you, your sin can never be delivered until you take my righteousness. So just receive his righteousness. Ready? Just put your hand down and say, I receive your righteousness.
I receive your righteousness, Lord.
You know what? Somebody just got it. Mm-hmm. I can tell in the realm of the spirit. And you just got washed. Your whole being just got washed. Why? Because it's a free gift. What if I blow it? You will. You're a human. But there's a place of perfection we can get to in God where we do not sin. And it's not because you make a decision. It's because every day when you wake up, you say, Jesus, I receive your free gift of righteousness. Help me walk in it. Help me walk in it. People are going to make you angry. If you're not angry in this day, you ain't paying attention. I live in the land of the most abundant oil preserved, one of the greatest ever found on the face of the earth, right outside my door, right over here. You could put an oil well, you could put an oil rig up 300 yards from me right there, and you'd drill down and you'd hit 1,000 barrels a day of oil. And they're going around the world begging for oil from somebody so they can put American workers out of a job. If you can't tell, that makes me extremely angry. But you can't sin in your anger.
Well, we could go in and braid a whip and flip some tables.
We can go in and braid a whip and flip some tables. But wait. Say this with me again. I receive your free gift of righteousness.
Your free gift of righteousness.
Filling every part of me.
Filling every part of me.
Wait. Can you feel it? Feel that washing that happens when you say that? Say it again.
I receive.
The free gift of righteousness.
The free gift of righteousness.
And I let it wash me right now. You don't deserve it. None of us do. None of us do. But if we just receive it, that's what makes us worthy. You just, where sin abounded, just receive righteousness. If a pastor, I got to do something. See, that's the problem. You want to do something and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing inside a human that can produce righteousness. You have to receive Jesus' righteousness. You see how you have to let go of your deal and just receive his? And now you get to stand in his righteousness so boldly in Jesus' mighty name. Sorry, Pastor, my nephew has an accident. I speak over Roger's nephew right now that if this is in a vehicle, we speak life to him. We declare, according to John chapter 21, verse 22, wherever it is there, if he's committed any sins, they'll be forgiven him, and that life and health and strength comes to his body right now in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Even Roger, keep him safe as he's traveling on the road. We speak life into this situation.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Let's close in prayer. Father, what a night we've had tonight. We sit here in front of this computer screen, Lord, and we watch you work all over the world. Nations. We want somebody in every nation, Lord. Not for our glory. We want this word preached in every nation around the world. So there's a flaming evangel in every nation saying, it's the free gift of righteousness. Father, I pray that these words I've said tonight ring inside of everybody's spirit, their soul, their body. They go to YouTube and they play it again. They put in some timestamps and then they just keep clicking them, keep clicking them, keep clicking them, keep clicking them until the truth gets all the way down inside that it's not about our works, it's about your righteousness. It's not about somebody else's sin. It's about what you did, Jesus. Lord, forgive everybody that sinned, that I forgive everyone who has sinned against me. I do. I just forgive them. And I ask, I drop all the charges, Lord. I do. Even the most difficult ones, Lord, I drop the charges against them. And I just say, I receive your free gift of righteousness into my life tonight. Into my life tonight. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Good night, Mary. Love you.
Love you, Mary.
Anybody else that's got to go, that's all right. Tonight, right now, we're going to receive communion together. Good night, Roger. Bless you, man.
Roger, love you too.
Are you taking off? You got to go somewhere?
Clear the angels of the Lord surround and protect you, Roger.
Make sure you keep me updated, Roger. Send me some text and stuff, okay? Now, this is the wonderful thing about this program. God gives me a message when I sit here. And I started one two nights ago. And bless you, Gail. Love you. And Gail and Brian.
Good night, Gail. Glad to have you with us.
Bless you guys.
You're a blessing to us. Thank you.
Remember, you have to set your clock ahead an hour.
Oh, that's right.
Now,
keep forgetting that.
Every time we come here, God gives me a message. But then, depending on the people that show up, the message changes. But that's in God's great plan because he wants to reach every person that's here. That's why many messages are the same message. But I'm not freaked out about it. You can take every message this week and listen to them. I encourage you, go ahead and put some timestamps in it, honestly. What is it? You can go listen to the YouTube video as you're listening, and you're like, wow, that's a powerful point. Hit the pause. See what that little time says, 15 minutes, 15:15. Grab that. Just write in the comment, 15:15, John 17:20, wow, and click enter. And you just made a timestamp, and somebody else is going to come by and say, what's this? They're going to click that four-digit number or five, whatever it is. And they're going to be like, oh, my Lord. It's called a timestamp. It makes studying these videos very powerful. Those that are the faithful people here, the number one helpers here in the community of faith, I asked them, and there's a bunch of them that are up there busy making it happen every day. Put timestamps in. It'll not only be a blessing to you, it'll be a blessing to everybody else that's with us. Now, let's pray. No, wait, it's time to receive communion. I don't know whether I'm drunk in the Holy Spirit or not, but I know this. I'm having a good time tonight. I know that tonight some people finally... You're like, oh, finally, I'm seeing it, Pastor. I know. And here's the revelation from God. When you know there's something you got to get down inside of your life, You just read those same verses over and over and over and over and over, and you don't stop. Sister Leanne and I have about, I don't know, 10 different verse lists that we have created on different things that we're studying and we're getting the revelation in. And we've probably spoken every one of those out loud 250 times.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even more. Why? Because the only way to get the revelation is you've got to get the words down on the inside of you. That's the only way to get the revelation. You're not going to get revelation just because of my preaching. Revelation will come. But now you got to go back and get the word and get that word down in your heart. And then that word begins to dwell in you, Richard.
Amen.
Now, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Get you some communion elements. It's so good to see everybody. Man, did we have a bunch of people with us tonight. I just love seeing all you here, man. I'm just checking my list one more time. Phyllis Raymond's there. God bless you, Phyllis. We love you. 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You know, some of you know somebody that's really struggling with sin and addiction. Get this YouTube video link and send it to them. Because they're going to find their answer in this link.
Amen.
Verse 25. In the same manner after supper, I didn't lose my place. He also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and rulership of this earth until it comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Let a man examine himself. Nobody else. You examine yourself and find out if you need Jesus. Say it. I need Jesus.
I need Jesus.
Well, there. Now you're worthy. Verse 31. Why? If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. How awesome is that? Verse 18. Perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. What's torment? Trauma. Ready? Put your hands on yourself and say, trauma, get out of my life.
Trauma, get out of my life.
From the moment of my conception.
From the moment of my conception.
To this day right here.
To this very day.
Get out of my life. Hang on just a second. Say something if you want to. I got to write a note. I just got an answer that I have been asking about for a long, I just got an answer I've been asking about for a long time. Glory be to God. Right, say it again. Put your hands on yourself. Say, trauma leave my life.
Trauma leave my life.
From every event.
From every event.
From when I was conceived.
From when I was conceived.
Through my whole life.
Through my whole life.
See, you don't know what happened when you were conceived. You don't know if your mama was abused while you were in the womb. And see, that can still be a trauma to you. And trauma gets inside your being and sticks around. Maybe kindergarten was a trauma, or middle school was a trauma to you. I could preach for an hour right now. You ready? Pray the prayer of salvation with me. And we're going to get you right with God if you're not already ready. It's the free gift of righteousness. Pray this with me, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you.
I know I need
you. In
my
life every day.
In my life every day.
According to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
And John chapter 3.
And John chapter 3.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
And receive you.
And receive
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for
it. And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son.
You rose again on the third day.
You rose again on the third day.
Put your hands out like this and just say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
I receive all of your grace.
I receive all of your grace.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
All my sins forever forgiven.
All of my sins forever forgiven.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. You just did it. Welcome to the family of God. Let me be the first to welcome you. Pastor, what's going on? Something's happening to me. Yeah. You just said, Jesus, fill me. And he is filling you. And I know somebody's saying, I know. And it's like I can feel it. One old druggie said, this is the best rush I've ever had. Yeah. But it's not a rush. It's an infilling. That doesn't go away. Jesus is the light of the world. He just filled you. Jesus is the author and finisher of faith. He just came in you. Jesus was perfect in his righteousness, and it just filled every part of you. And that all happened in one prayer.
Hallelujah.
The Father just looked over at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. Say it. I'm in the family now.
In the family now.
I am in the family. You are. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. This is the first step in your Christian life. This is not the end. This is the beginning. Say this with me. Jesus, help me walk with you every day.
Jesus, help me walk with you every day.
Can you pray that prayer every day? Write it on the ceiling. Put it on a piece of paper. Put it right above your pillow when you look up in the morning. Oh, yeah, Jesus, help me walk with you. Put it on the top drawer of your dresser so when you roll out of bed, you see it. Oh, yeah, Jesus, help me walk with you every day. Put it on the mirror where you shave and brush your teeth so when you walk in there, you say, Jesus, help me walk with you every day, because if you say it enough, it'll get inside and you'll do it every single day. Pastor, do you put stuff like that? I got stuff all over to the point where Sister Leanne says, can you just let me make it look good? I've got 8 things on that wall underneath my clock in itself. It does not look pretty and beautiful like she makes it, but it's up where I can see it, and I continually say, put my email address and website. Stop me from preaching.
Email and website are there. Okay.
She's got a sign. Preaching. Shoot me an email. Say, Pastor, I prayed to pray. And I would be a blessing to you. Like I said earlier, we got 600 videos. And we'll help you. I'm organizing them in playlists so that you have the ability to search up a playlist. And then listen to all those messages. Study them. Don't listen. Just study. And then it'll be a blessing to you. Some of you are like, Pastor, is this what you do? Yeah. We clicked on a message the other day from YouTube. It just popped up. We've been asking God. We need an answer. And this message popped up. We're like, wow, there it is. I think we listened to 12 minutes. And the man said something, and I'm like, that's it. I stopped the video, and I put a timestamp in. Why? Because I'm going to let that message go through, and I'm going to click that timestamp. And then it got to, that was 12 minutes.
Say it, Audrey. Say it. Everybody's tired. Here we go. Love you, Audrey. Thank you for hanging in there.
Love you, Audrey. Ready? Yes. Bless these elements. I bless these elements.
Father, we bless these elements and sanctify them.
For this time of communion with you. Pastor, you can't laugh and do communion. Yes, you can. Ready? Jesus called it joy. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my feet is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes, I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, my will, and my emotions. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplying in my body. From your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community. Right here in this community of faith. In Jesus' name. Let's receive his broken body. In Jesus' mighty name. Now we lift up a cup of blessing. Blood of Jesus. Ready? Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus. I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus. I have reconciliation. With you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus. Every sin has been placed in remission. In my life. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And I thank you for it. By the blood of Jesus. I come boldly to the throne room of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus. And the word of my testimony. I overcome. By the blood of Jesus. Every plague has to pass over. And cannot be on me or my family. By the blood of Jesus. Every trauma is broken in my life. And has no more power over me. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
I will always be.
And I will always
the
be.
Glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his bloodshed.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I usually go about another 10 minutes, but I keep looking at the clock saying, whoops, I got to set the clock ahead here. So let's sing a song about the blood. The blood that Jesus shed for me. Pause. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day will never lose its power, for it reaches flows to the lowest valley, the blood that gives me strength from day. Drums. I don't know anything I'm doing. If it sounds bad, please forgive me, but I'm learning. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, don't forget, set your clocks ahead. We'll see you tomorrow at noon Eastern, 11 Central, 10 Mountain, 9 Pacific for an hour of faith. We've been studying end times things on the hour of faith. So y'all come on back tomorrow now. You hear? And we'll be live on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be preaching for about 1 hour. At the noonish hour, we'll have communion. And it is going to be an hour of faith about end times events. So make sure you're there and you hear what we got to say. Remember, this YouTube video is available. And Facebook's available too, but a lot of people like YouTube because it's a whole lot easier to get around in. They got a lot better search panel. And so I bless you. There's a playlist from every one of our evening programs called Establishing Your Faith. You can not only find this one, but all of this week's messages right there in YouTube in that playlist. Till we see you again, I'm being very determined to close because I will start preaching again. I guarantee it.
We love you.
And
God loves you.
And
Jesus is Lord.
Okay, we got to have a closing verse. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the last verse of the Bible, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen. God bless you, Kathy. Have a good night. Amen. Thank you for being with us.
And amen. Till we see you again. All the information and everything you need from us is right in the notes of this program. See you tomorrow. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. See you tomorrow. Every eye around the world, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And remember this, the Lion of the tribe of Judah is in you. Live in Psalm 91 every single day of your life. In Jesus' mighty name.